The bill only changes one word in the state statute that lays out the process for selecting the two students who sit on the Board of Regents. It changes the word may to must, thereby requiring the governor to choose a student regent from a pool of nominees officially recommended by student governments. Dylan Jambrek is the government relations director for the United Council of UW Students. He says the change should ensure that student regents pay more attention to issues like tuition increases when they vote on university policy changes.
Students are troubled that student regents for years have voted in favor of tuition increases, including both student regents just last summer. Now, you can imagine if your constituency was made up only of students, how popular you voting in favor of tuition increases would actually be.
Testifying in favor of the bill this week also was Caitlin Novotny, who represents UW-Madison student government. She hopes the change will encourage student governments from all the campuses to recommend potential student regents who are politically savvy and committed to keeping an eye on issues like the recent dispute with the legislature over the university's financial reserves.
So that we can fix those transparency issues and actually get clear communication going between students and their representation and what we need to see happening for our student governments and for decisions that are affecting all students across the state of Wisconsin.
The bill would still leave the final decision about which student would be appointed to the Board of Regents in the hands of the governor. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.